Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I've just called for security to escort two gentlemen out of Grindhouse Killer Burgers. Apparently, they are Bama fans. Hi, yes, you, sir. You.
Well, his son is actually going to the University of Georgia.
What is he talking about? Earlier when I was talking about Georgia, he was like, roll tide. I don't even want to say it.
Well, I believe he is from Alabama.
He's from Alabama?
Yes, and he does have the shirt. I was just reminding him how difficult they struggled against the zone read offense of Gus Malzahn.
That they did.
And we were just talking about that.
He didn't want to talk about that game, did he?
Well, no,
you know what Bama fans say against Florida State? It rained.
Yes.
It rained that night. We don't remember anything.
It rained for both teams. You know? I was there. It did stop raining.
We don't remember. It rained.
You know, no, it rained for like 20 minutes, by the way.
It was bad, though, wasn't it? For
it was a tsunami. It came through there. It was called halftime.
Yeah.
You can dry off, change your shirt. You know, you get back out there.
This is true. No excuses. Thank you guys for being here. We're live at Grindhouse Killer Burgers,
hey,
man.
And while we're giving shout-outs here in Athens, shout-out to Jason and his lovely daughter, Jordan. They just took off.
They just left.
But we're sitting here, and they bought us a round of sodas. And just nice folks. But, yeah, really big listeners, and it's always so much fun to have the audience come out. Captain Gary, our buddy Micah, a lot of folks making the trip that either have kids here or are big dog fans and alum.
Absolutely. And these wonderful folks sitting next to us, Mike.
They're going to the Red-Black baseball game tonight.
They were telling me that. And I'm like, wow. He was actually telling me about some of the guys that they have on the roster, and they're going to go check out some of this new talent and see them. But you know what? And the Dogs, we were just talking about this. Speaking of football, we know it's football season. Should have made the College World Series last year. They got beat.
Oh, yeah.
Before getting there, Super Regionals.
That was a heartbreak.
Oh, they had a really good team. So, Dog fans coming out, man, and hanging out with us here today. We'll be here until 6. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, Steve Koonin is going to join us. Hawks CEO, believe it or not, basketball's right around the corner. And I didn't even ask you this. Did you see the latest Pat Bev post? Did you see this?
No.
Let
me see if I can
find
it.
He's going in on the ATL. It's not Trey related. He was just like, since he caught so much flack from the ATL in defending Trey, he basically made a post, and it's on Instagram somewhere, wherever it was, talking about, you know, he bet against our teams. He bet against the Falcons last week. Mm. It just makes you dislike Pat Beverly even more.
Well, again, he had one elite year of being a defender. He never had a jump shot. And the way he sounds, he's slinging crack rock. Carl, he's just talking a lot of jive. And, look, it's Trey literally is living rent-free, as they say, in his head.
He is.
And I thought Trey, he handled it, the retort, if you don't remember. It was the silliest of arguments. It was literally about, like, why is there more effort in some summer league or summer practices than there is in the All-Star game? And somehow Beverly started taking shots at Trey. Well, now he's, I hope everybody in Atlanta loses. All right, well, good for you.
Yeah, no doubt. Does he have a job? He's not working, right? I mean, he doesn't have an NBA job again, right?
Well, he's pimping his podcast. That's why he's all clickbait.
He played over in Israel last year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, how good was he over there? Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell.
I believe he was all Israel.
All Israel, yes. All NBA, all Israel.
Like the three teams in Haifa and Tel Aviv.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, man. Guy Talks on the way as well. We will let you hear what Rusty Manziel had to say about this game, as well as our conversation with the great David Pollack. It is on the way. Stay tuned for that. Right now, though, let's talk Dogs. I don't think it's a big secret. We cannot get beat deep. Do not get beat deep. Do not give up these big explosive plays as they did against Tennessee. Easier said than done. We think Alabama's receivers are better than Tennessee's receivers. So with that said, you look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
Dogs are ranked 86th against the pass, 102 in sack rate, and 111th in yards allowed per dropback. What does that mean? means they got to get better. Right. And over this last week, I guarantee you, Mike, this is something that Kirby and Schumann and all these guys are working on. Ryan Williams, the stud wide receiver at Alabama, his longest play, 75 yards. You talk about Jermaine Bernard, his longest play, 43 yards. They combined for 227 yards and 3 touchdowns against Wisconsin. That can't happen tomorrow in Athens.
Right. Certainly, you've got, and we talked about it earlier with Rusty Manziel, we're going to play some of that audio later in the show, but, you know, the corners have got to tighten. In the words of Archie Bell in the drill, it's got to tighten up. And that also helps with complementary football with Georgia getting a pass rush. That's why I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but if you look at the numbers, Alabama's not getting pass rush. They're not getting home. They've only got 4 sacks. Georgia's only got 4 sacks. Both teams have struggled defensively. I think edge to Georgia over Alabama in the run game. And that's why, as we said with Rusty, is this one of those games where Bobo will be screaming from the stands, run the damn ball, because Georgia should be able to do the football thing, Carl, by keeping the score low between the tackles. And that's something which I think fans, I think around the country, expect this to be a dial-a score, to be just like the Tennessee game. I think you run the football effectively, and you also keep that high-powered offense you're talking about off the field.
No doubt, guys. Gunnar Stockton, look, where does he need to grow? I think he took a lot of growth in the Tennessee game. There's no debate.
Kirby said he grew up, right?
He did. But, you know, when you say, all right, what more does he need to be better at, or what does he need to be better at, period, maybe it's these intermediate throws, Mike. Look, he showed he can deliver the deep ball, 8 of 11, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns on 3rd and 4th down. So he played big when it mattered and they needed to move the chains. However, when you go back and look at this, and again, they had a week off, Gunner was just 3 for 11 on passes thrown for more than 20 yards down the field. So you say, all right, that's an area where he can improve, and hopefully he does a better job of that. But to Mike's point, if they're running the ball effectively, it's going to take more pressure off of Gunner. And I think
– listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, the game plan they came out with in the second half of the Tennessee game is how you start this game. Don't wait. Run the ball. Let's see if Alabama can man up and stop the run. And if they are not able to do that, it's going to open up a whole lot.
Right. You mentioned Jam Miller because he's back and he's healthy. And that's a big piece for Alabama that they didn't have necessarily 100% the run game against Florida State. But I do think, you know, Carl, Kirby, you feel there's any extra sauce? I don't think Kirby sits there and goes – like Kirby's going to sit there and go, we got to win. I'm 1-6 against these guys. But I do think the team picks up on the magnitude of this game. And I think, you know, last year, look, it's a different quarterback. Carson Beck, you know, he made some critical mistakes. And when he wasn't making mistakes, the receivers were making mistakes. That's last year. Seems like a distant memory. Now you've got guys, you can throw a screen pass and go for 100 yards. You've got some serious athletes at wide receiver for Georgia.
Get the ball in their hands, man. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. That is the number to text us and hit us up on social media as well. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929. The game is we're live in Athens today. Here's the other thing, guys, and we hadn't talked a lot about him because he hadn't played, but Bama gets their best running back back. Jam Miller, it's his name.
Right. And just mentioned, he's back.
He's back. And, Mike, again, I don't know how rusty he'll be, what he might look like, but they're going to give him the rock. He will tote that thing tomorrow. And so you talk about the Dogs who are 10th in rushing success rate allowed. Does that matter how you get after the run, how they slow down Jam Miller in this run game against Alabama? They're going to come out and try to get Jam going. And so that's an element, Mike, they haven't really had.
Right.
But Jam Miller hadn't seen, you know, a defense like this yet, but we haven't seen a running back of his capability either.
But again, Jordan Hall, and you know, we've talked about some of the studs. You know, that you're trying. Everybody wants to see who the next, you know, Jalen Carter is, right? Or the Jordan Day. All these guys that were the elites, and I think those guys are yet to be kind of determined. as of yet for Georgia, but doesn't mean, you know, it's not going to happen. I think last year, remember, Malachi Starks was banged up a lot of the season last year.
That's right.
You know, Jalen Walker was pretty much consistent the whole way through. But who are these other guys that are going to be the alphas in the interior, that D-line? Because right now, if I had told you and Georgia fans, you're only going to have four sacks into the game against Bama, that just doesn't seem right.
It's not enough, man. And that's the thing. You know, I was joking earlier when I was saying they're going to get
after Ty. And Chris Cole's got two of the sacks.
He does. He's like the guy. But I was joking when I said they're going to get after Ty Simpson. I think you have to. I think you got to send some blitzes. I think you've got to create some pressure that hasn't been there, okay? I don't think Kirby and Sermon, again, sit back and go, well, we'll get there with our front four. We'll be all right. These receivers are too good. You cannot do that in this particular game. So I feel like they're going to bring some maybe early blitzes, Mike, to see how this looks. But look, Ty Simpson, guys, and this is funny. David Pollack said yesterday, and you'll hear it later, he said he's not seeing the field. Don't allow him to see the field against you.
Right.
Don't allow him to come back there and be comfortable and be like, la-dee-dee. Oh, look, there's Ryan Williams down the field. Can't do it.
Right. But the corners, and we talked about, like, Jalen Everett, he's doing his job. But the rest of the corners, you could argue, Carl, has been at best a work in progress for Georgia. And that's the thing. I mean, look, say what you want about Kalen DeBoer. His brand has taken a huge hit of late. But they're going to try to – I think there's no way –
Why don't you ask that Alabama fan over there how he feels about Kalen DeBoer?
No way that Alabama doesn't exploit Georgia's secondary.
Go ahead and ask him. Yeah. How does he feel?
Yeah, Kalen DeBoer. When I was driving back from Tallahassee, I stopped at a Hardee's in Colquitt, and there was a bunch of Alabama fans. We can get Saban back. We can make him the athletic director too.
He's back.
He'll come back.
He's got an office right there now on the field,
We're going to make his statue even bigger.
How does you feel, sir, about Kalen DeBoer?
We're going to give Saban $50 million. I'll hang up and listen.
Go ahead. We're listening. He's going to be all right. That's confidence there.
You say it with your chest,
that's
sir.
That's a lot of confidence.
Say
right
it
there.
With your chest. Jimmy on the text, like Mike, he goes, Georgia, do your football thing. Yes, I did say that. In other words, Gunnar Stockton, create some magic. Gunnar Stockton, do the kind of things that Stetson Bennett did that Carson Beck wasn't able to do. And again, it was small sample size last year. I don't think that Bobo really was dialed in on the game plan we talked about. You know, Notre Dame last year in the Sugar Bowl or that Alabama first half with Beck. But I think for the first time, and I said this to Carl all 2 weeks ago, never in my life have I not complained on a Monday about Mike Bobo's play calling. But I thought Mike Bobo was freaking great in Tennessee.
He was.
And I got to be honest, I think if Bobo can do what he did with maybe a little more emphasis on the run game and then mix
Mike,
in the play
complaining.
Action.
That's complaining.
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't complain about Bobo, but if he runs the ball more.
He needs to run the ball more in this game.
That's complaining, Mike.
If I had a suggestion, run the ball more and do as I said, that football thing.
All right. Yeah. When you say that, it's like, I have nothing to complain about. But if she only cleaned this house a little bit more.
You just could run the ball against Alabama. He had a perfect sheet for me against Tennessee. I didn't say one negative thing.
No, you didn't.
I love Bobo's play call.
No, you said
2 weeks ago.
You don't know about Saturday what you're going to feel. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. Maybe you feel as confident as this Alabama fan feels here at Grindhouse.
He going to be all right.
That was his comment.
Yeah. He going
to
be all right.
How do you feel about Kalen DeBoer? I was waiting for him to say, he's the best coach in America, and he's about to prove it.
Well, he's not going
to
say that.
Why not? He doesn't feel that confident?
Nobody in Alabama feels that way.
Exactly.
He was looking at his shoes when he said that.
Nobody in Alabama feels that way.
So,
Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man. We are getting our butts whipped by a bunch of Euro weenies in the Ryder Cup. We'll give you the update on what's going on today with four ball. Which is not a medical condition. It's actually it's a long story. We'll explain the rules of today's afternoon session. Also, what happened this morning, which was kind of a bloodletting, if we're honest, by the Europeans. Also, guys, something really cool happening at Sanford Stadium on Saturday night. So make sure you're in your seat early. George is advising you to be there early. We'll explain all that. And would you spend like a gazillion dollars on a skateboard? Coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.